Opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
Got to get a stop here. Kaminsky wide open. Hits. 21-2 run. Harden. Cross court to Ryan Anderson. Got it! James has the numbers if he gets it up the court. There he goes to the basket. Lays it up. Harden to the basket, steps inside, and hit. Jeremy Lamb in the game. Kaminsky gets off and tries to draw a foul, missed it badly, and Harden with a rebound. Bellinelli puts it up and misses, and the Rockets are going to escape.
As long as I play the right way, man, and be unselfish, and you win games, all that is going to come. You know, so I don't really put too much in it. I don't think about it too much. And if it happens, it happens. But most important thing is winning, and it's been a total turnaround from last year to this year. I think all you guys can tell the difference. And so, you know, winning and good things will come, individual stats.
James Harden goes nuts, and all we're talking about today is golden showers and now cat poop. That's just how it goes. It's a What Are the Odds Wednesday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com.
AGE factory approved warehouse outlet.
Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for Wednesday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, the role model, Zhong Li, the master. If you want to get in today, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page, find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-U-R, at A.J. is the real, at Zhong Snow with a zero, not an O, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And it's a Wednesday. We do things a little bit differently. We put odds on everything. So when you call, text, tweet, send a carrier pigeon or a raven or smoke signals or whatever the hell you do, put odds on it. Hoffman, what are the odds that you guys just were going nuts before the show here?
Barry is out of his mind. We were talking about what you would do for $1 million. And
not me specifically, but just in general.
What anybody would do. And I feel like Barry is a liar, because he's saying that there's things he won't do that don't involve being violated sexually. Like, that's the only thing I think maybe, like, okay, $1 million, I might not take it in the tailpipe. That's,
yeah, I wouldn't.
Other than that though, for a cool mil, like you stack up that cash in front of me. I'll probably do it. I think about it like this. Would it make it on an episode of Jackass? And if so, for $1 million, I'd probably do it.
Well, you got to tell the people what.
I don't know if we. I don't know. I don't think we need to do that. But
that takes all the fun out of it.
I mean, it's a vile conversation. But
it is.
There's no need to put it on the air, but I mean it boiled down to, we were talking about these women who are willing to be defecated on for $1 million, and I said, I mean, I'd let someone do that for $1 million, and Barry acted all grossed out, and I said, your cat poops everywhere, and I said, you wouldn't let your cat poop on you for $1 million? He said, oh, I probably would. And I said, well, I'd probably eat the cat poop for $1 million.
Right.
And he acted like that was the most ridiculous thing ever. And I'm almost certain that he's lying. Like, if $1 million was in front of him and two cat nugs were there next to it, and you eat one and you get the cash, or eat two, you get the cash, you'd eat those nugs. It'd be gross.
You fire them straight down your throat, boom, done.
Yeah.
Take the money. That's
but it wasn't. Nugs, was it? It was diarrhea.
Well, that's what he said, too. But
it turned into that, which that we don't need to get into.
It turned into that, but honestly, that's just it's just making it easier to go down, if you ask me, if it can be in, like, milkshake form. That makes it easier. So, I don't know. Barry's trying to say that he wouldn't take $1 million for that, but I think he's full of it.
Yeah, I think he is too.
Oh, wow.
His thing was just, that's just going over the top. I mean, eating cat poo is one thing, but what he was talking about, that's just sick. It really is.
But for $1 million, you'd do it, right?
Yeah, but I don't know why we had to go to that. We had a perfectly viable thing there. Okay, would you eat 2 pieces of cat poop for $1 million? Yeah. Absolutely.
Easy.
I don't think anybody has a doubt about that.
No. Yeah, a lot of weird things in the news. According to our president-elect, it's fake news. But we don't, you know, it's been difficult to tell what's fake news, what's real news anymore. And the president-elect would know all about that. You know, we faked leaked stories from Russia. I mean, who would have thought that those things would be happening in today's world? I couldn't picture it happening. But that's where the conversation all started.
Yeah, there's so much good stuff I want to get to today. But I guess we have to start with that. My day started off in a very strange way because I got a text from Raheel asking me if I could come on the show this morning because apparently they were talking about the whole Golden Showers thing, and they were speculating on who at this station would be into that. If
into it, like enjoy it?
Well, yeah, they said enjoy watching it, not actually doing it, right? And for some reason, they thought it was me.
I could see that.
I can't.
Most people think you're disgusting.
No, I am.
Especially like a sexual deviant.
Well, no, I think deviant's a little off.
I think that's how, maybe that's not what you are, but that's how people view you.
I don't know why.
I mean, you masturbate to cartoons. That's...
Well, yeah, but who doesn't?
Me. Jong?
No.
I don't really do that anymore, but I have. I have no... Listen, I talk about all my stuff on here. I've never run from anything.
I know, but that's the problem.
But I've also said... Many times, pooing on somebody or peeing on somebody during a sexual situation is not for me. It's disgusting. I'm sorry. You know, little person, bald alien chick, not disgusting. Hentai, not disgusting.
Yeah.
Peeing on someone, I find disgusting. There's lines here, man. Anyway, we came on and then somehow it turned into the most deviant countries, and I don't think the U.S. is in the top 10.
I bet we are.
I don't think so.
There's some really you gotta sick keep in people
mind,
around here.
Like I said this morning, you got to keep in mind. You know, by the way, I appreciate those guys having me on. We had a lot of fun with it. And Raheel tweeted out the link if you want to catch it. It was pretty funny. But you got to remember, a lot of this country is the Bible Belt.
Right.
And
but
you're not even supposed to have sex. You're not even supposed to talk about it.
Yeah, but a lot of this country, like the 1% especially, those guys are doing really freaky things.
Yeah, but that's 1%.
You got that kind of dough. Well, that's happening in our country.
Well, but it's not... Most of those people were Europeans before.
And plus...
You go to Europe,
really rich
Australia.
People do weird stuff, and really poor people do weird stuff. That's what I've learned. I think the middle class is sort of tame in this country.
All right.
But the extremely wealthy and the extremely poor, they do some freaky things. So, I...
Well...
Because you think about, like... You think about, like, the parties in... what's that movie with Tom Cruise and Nicole Kidman?
Oh, Eyes Wide Shut?
Eyes Wide Shut. Like, that's what the extremely rich are doing. They're doing things like that.
That's just a swingers party. That's fairly common.
The extremely... Like, think about the weird sex things that happen at, like, trailer parks and, you know...
Florida?
Yeah. Think about that.
Okay.
It probably gets pretty gross.
D says most deviants are in the Bible Belt.
I kind of think that's probably true, too. Like, I bet a lot of them are, because... We were talking about this a little bit with Raheel. You know, when people get when they're raised a certain way, and they finally get away from that, they tend to let loose for a while, and I think that's part of that.
To one other point on this, though, and we'll get to more about the president-elect, but I have a real issue with. To me, whatever you're into. As long as it's not hurting somebody else, that's your business. And I don't care about his sex life. I don't care if he likes watching prostitutes pee on each other. That's his business. If he's involving underage girls and stuff, yeah, it's a little different.
Right.
But it doesn't matter. Whatever your thing is, as long as it's legal and as long as it's, you know, you're not hurting somebody, doesn't want to be hurt.
Right.
And I mean, that goes for people who, you know, basically practice chastity, who don't want to have sex. That's fine, man. If that works for you, whatever works for you. But I don't know why this is being made a big deal out of. Even if it's true.
Well, you know exactly why. It's because of who it is.
It is, but whether it's true or not, it doesn't matter to me. What that guy does with his own time is his own business.
Yeah.
And, you know, hyper-rich people, trust me, that's not the worst thing that a president's ever done. I guarantee you, when it comes to sex. And this whole thing about, well, that makes you a sexual deviant. Well, who determines what's deviance and what's not?
I think
what's under the law determines it. So, if you're looking at pictures of eight-year-olds, your ass needs to be in there with Jared.
Yeah.
But hired women doing that, eh.
I mean, I would say anything that has to do with bodily waste is somewhat deviant in nature.
Yeah, but it's not illegal.
No, not
is,
illegal.
Is it weird? Yeah. But
it's super weird.
But there are people in this country that think doggy style is deviant.
That's true.
So, again, it comes back to what your values are and what your ideas of deviancy are. Is dressing up like a gladiator and having role play, is that deviant?
Kind of.
Really?
Well, it depends on what you're doing with
role playing. You're not using the sword or anything. My God,
you're pretending to be Conan the Barbarian.
Yes, yes.
Okay. Yeah, that's pretty normal.
Yeah. I'll be back in the back. Yeah, no, that's
I think you're mixing your Arnold movie whichever. There, and that's weird.
But that's, to me, it's just your opinion of things, right?
Yeah.
So, I don't care. I've never cared what politicians do in private. You know, if Bill Clinton wants to get his cigar smoked, go right ahead. As long as that's cool with your family, and that's awesome. But, I'll tell you, the only time it bothers me is guys who preach family values and, oh, you should never do this and you never do this, and then they're banging their interns.
That's not great.
Yeah, because if you use that as your platform, then you better live it.
Yeah.
That's all that's the only time I care. The rest of the time, eat away, as you say.
Yeah, Trump never really ran on that.
No. No.
I remember Ted Cruz was kind of pulling that thing, and then there was a bunch of weird stuff that came out about him and his
wife. And all his women, yeah.
Yeah, but, I mean,
no, I don't know if any of that's true.
I don't either. But Trump never really claimed to be like this, you know, a real family guy. I mean, he's had, I think, as many wives as you. So,
oh, yeah. Yeah, I think we're tied.
Yeah.
He might be half ahead of me. I don't know.
But I would also say we've seen before the scandal that comes about when a president is found to be unfaithful to his wife in this country. It can blow up pretty big. So I'd be curious to see how the Trumpers would handle it. I mean, I'm sure they'd be easier on him than they were on old Bill. But we've seen this before.
Well, you look at what he ran on. What the hell? I mean, I all that stuff that came out. People don't care. Why would we care about this?
That's true.
And I just. And fake news and real news, that's a whole other problem, too. And that's the fact that we've let fake news become a thing and legitimate news organizations have screwed up enough to call them into question. We can't believe anything anymore. So, which also means you can get away with anything because all you have to do is say fake news.
That's true.
I'm not saying that's what he's doing, but you can. All right. Let me tell you something about something real. Houston Can Academies. They're for real. They're changing lives every day. They take in kids who've dropped out of other schools. A lot of these are really good kids who just had issues that had to be dealt with. Well, they take them in. They deal with those issues. They give them what they need to succeed. And so many of them go on to do great, great things. And these kids would have never had that chance without Houston Can Academies. And sometimes they get them glasses if they're having problems reading. And sometimes that's all it was. And they get a second chance there. They get them glasses. Whoops. Hey, this is a smart kid who goes on to do something. Well, you can do your part. And it's real easy. They need your donation for these things. And by your donation, and guys, you have really stepped up. I'm so proud of the Blitzers because so many of you have donated your vehicles. But it's a good thing you're doing, and it's also a good thing for you because they're going to take whatever vehicle you've got, whether it's a car, a truck, a motorcycle, a boat, an RV, a four-wheeler, and it doesn't matter where you are. If you can hear my voice, they're going to come tow it free of charge. And maybe you had a car that you were going to give to somebody or you were going to fix it up and you just didn't get around to it because you were too busy. Well, Now you can make a phone call. They're going to come tow it free of charge, process all the paperwork. Very easy. You just sign. And your donation is tax deductible. So you get a tax deduction. You get it out of your yard. They come and take care of it. And you're doing a great thing. And if you donate today, $50 Visa gift card. Just their way of saying thank you. Give them a call. 713-225-4226. 713-225-4226. Or go online to HoustonCarsForKids.com. Make sure you tell them you heard about it on the Blitz. And right off the car, not the kid. It was really only you,
so dance, good dance. ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. It is a What Are the Odds Wednesday. John, do we have any leave or something in there? This is how you know you're old.
What happened?
Man, I was lifting weights this afternoon. I'm trying to get my fat ass back into shape, and the shoulder that's been operated on 3 times just collapsed while I was doing bench presses.
Okay, let me go. I don't have any, but let me go check around the office.
Yeah, well, get the interns to do it. You have a job to do. But and every time I move it the wrong way now, it hurts like hell, and I can't even figure it out, because like I'll be doing something normal and all of a sudden it's just I don't have to get that fixed. All right, so are we done with all that, or
I think we're done with that.
Okay.
I hope.
Yeah. Let me talk about James Harden for just a minute, and we'll take some phone calls.
I'd love to.
It seems like every day we're getting some new weird stat that he's accomplished. Him and Russell Westbrook both. But
yeah.
From a Rockets fan perspective, let's talk about Harden. First player to get back-to-back triple-doubles scoring 40 points since Oscar Robertson in 1964 and 65.
I thought Westbrook did that this year.
No, I don't think so. Not with 40-point games.
Oh. Well, the stat I heard was wrong then.
You know what?
Let
me get the exact stat here for you.
He's the fourth person in league history to do it. The other three are Pistol Pete, Oscar Robertson, and Russell Westbrook.
They're the only ones to do 40, those four.
Right.
Robertson's the only one to do it in back-to-back games until now.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah, yeah. So... first player, I'm sorry, not back-to-back. Those four have done it back-to-back. You're correct. Harden's the first player with multiple games of 40 points, 15 rebounds, and 10 assists in a single season since Robertson.
Okay.
That's the stat I was looking for. 1964, that's when my old ass was born.
Man, that's a long time ago.
Yeah, that's ancient history, man. So, yeah, I got those mixed up. You're right, but there's only four players that have done that in history. That's four pretty good names.
It's weird that two of them have done it this year.
Yeah, and it makes you wonder if we're not going through some kind of statistical anomaly.
Well, but I mean, consider the way the game has changed from when Pistol Pete and Oscar Robertson were playing to now. It's so much more of an offensive-friendly game. I mean, there's no zone defense. There's three-point line. I mean, it's just it's a lot easier to score, to accomplish these crazy things now than it was then.
Yeah.
But it's still pretty amazing that it's happening, you know.
Jordan had a three-point line.
That's true.
Yeah, but the other two guys didn't.
Oh, I didn't know Jordan was on the list.
Of those four, yeah, that you're talking
about.
Oh,
I thought Harden was the fourth. I didn't know Jordan was even on the list. Yeah, I thought it was Russell, Pistol Pete, Oscar
Russell,
Robertson.
No, it's Russell Westbrook, Pete Maravich, and Jordan are the three that got back-to-back triple-doubles with 40 points.
Oscar Robertson didn't?
He did not.
Oh, okay.
So now he had a bunch of games where he had 40 points. He just didn't do it back to back.
Gotcha.
So the stat on Harden is he's the first player with multiple games of 40 points, 15 rebounds, and 10 assists. So 15 rebounds and 40 points. That's pretty sick.
No, it's
since Robertson.
I mean, it's pretty amazing what he's doing. Yeah. So kudos to him and this team, really. The team success that's come along with what he's doing is unprecedented. And I admit when this happens. This is, they're better than what I thought they were going to be.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. I
thought this was a team that would be probably playing their first round playoff matchup on the road. I figured they were probably from like a 5-6 seed, maybe 4 tops, 4-5-6 was the range I saw for them. They're clearly better than that. They could finish 2. There's a long way to go.
There is. And they could also fall off if somebody gets hurt. But right now, and again, I got to give credit where credit's due because I didn't like the D'Antoni hire. But they are closer to the Warriors, 2.5 games back, tied with the Spurs, than they are to the Clippers, who are 5 games behind the Rockets and Spurs.
Yeah.
So they've certainly separated themselves from that group. And now there's some reasons to think that's phony, but I'll get to that later in the show. I'm going to be positive here, and then later on I'll bring up the negatives. That way, we'll talk Rockets a little later in the show, if that's fair. Let me grab some calls, though. Let's get Jason to lead it off today. Oh, thank you. Of course. Tyler. Okay, thanks, Tyler. Yeah, let me...
Tyler's an alcoholic. I'm sure he keeps a steady supply of medicine.
Man.
I think those were from Laura, but Tyler go.
Okay. Oh, okay. That was nice of him. Thanks to both of them. All right, now let's go to Jason.
Sports guys, hey, and Fred, sorry about your shoulder. I know how you feel. My knee's been killing me, so, and I'm half your age, so don't chalk it up to the age. Just chalk it up to bad joints. Anyway, I got a what are the odds. The question is in the divisional round, we saw all the home teams win. What are the odds we'll see either all the home team wins or all the away team wins in the divisional round? Sorry. I'll hang up and listen.
What are the odds we see all the home or all the away team win?
I think the home team's winning is more likely than the away team simply because I don't think the Patriots are losing.
Yeah.
But
I'm picking one road team to win this weekend, and that's the Packers.
Okay. I don't know yet. I honestly don't. I'm not going to be surprised if the Seahawks win. I'm not going to be surprised if the Steelers win. Certainly won't be surprised if the Packers win. I would be surprised if the Texans win. But I still think it's more likely that the home teams win. There's a reason they have those higher seeds.
Yeah, they're the better teams.
In general. Now, the one game that is different to me is I think Pittsburgh and Kansas City are pretty damn equal. And a healthy Steelers team has a little bit of an edge, but that's a big home field edge for Kansas City. So that's one I can see going either way. And I could see Seattle going in and beating Atlanta real easily. And like I said, that Cowboys-Packers game we've talked a lot about, that's a really good stretch of games the Packers are playing against a team that has been the best in the NFC all season long. So some great matchups, man. Let's try, is that Kerry? What's up, Kerry?
Sports, guys.
Sports.
Hey, I kind of have two things. First, I wanted to ask, what are the odds that Joey Bosa wins Defensive Rookie of the Year? And also wanted to see what you guys thought about Clowney's All-Pro selection. Because when I break down the numbers, he didn't lead the league in anything. And I just wanted to get your take on if he's being overhyped or not. Because if you look at the numbers, there's multiple players that were better than him. I'll hang up and listen.
I would say there weren't multiple players who were more impactful than him. And the numbers don't always... They don't always spit out the same thing as film, especially for defensive players. And Jadeveon Clowney, I think, is absolutely deserving of that. I think he had – I mean, A, he played on the top-rated defense. I think he's the only guy from that defense that made the All-Pro team, right?
Are we talking Pro Bowl or All-Pro? Because I don't believe he made All-Pro.
Oh, I thought they announced that team.
I could be wrong.
I might be wrong, too.
Yeah. I know he made the Pro Bowl. He was the only one to make the Pro Bowl.
Yeah, and Pro Bowl, I don't think it's even a question of whether or not he should have made the Pro Bowl. I think absolutely he should have made the Pro Bowl. But I wouldn't argue with him being...
Now, he might have been second team, but he wasn't first team.
Okay. What was his other question? Oh, the question was about Defensive Rookie of the Year, Joey Bosa.
Yeah.
That's tough. I think that... There's a couple guys. I think Jalen Ramsey's in that conversation. I think Leonard Floyd from the Bears is in that conversation. I don't know that I would necessarily – I don't know that I'd argue against any of them. So I think that they all did well. I guess if forced to – I don't think I would pick Bosa just because he missed those first few games.
And he missed a little bit at the end of the year too.
So – I mean, he's good, but I don't think I would go with him.
Yeah, I got to take a closer look at that. To be honest, I haven't really even considered who would be rookie. I guess it's time to do that, though.
Yeah, Deion Jones had a good season, too, in Atlanta. So, yeah. I mean, there's a few guys.
713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. So, Yeah, I'm double checking the All-Pro team, but they are two different things. The All-Pro team is
everybody, the best of the best.
Everybody in the league.
Yeah.
The
That's the real honor. If you're an All-Pro.
Yeah. The Pro Bowl's not that hard to make.
The Texans actually got three players on defense on the second team.
On the second team?
Yeah, Clowney.
Of the Pro Bowl.
No.
Of All-Pro?
Okay. All-Pro.
No,
but first team, no. They didn't get anybody.
Okay. Second team, Clowney, Merciless, and McKinney all got second team.
Good for them.
Yeah, that's... I wouldn't argue with really any of those. All right, we're going to take a very quick break. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. If I be with you, baby, I'm confused.
Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app for iOS or Android. Now back to The Blitz with Fred and AJ.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. One guy that I don't think he'll win because he played for a crap team and they went a month without forcing a turnover and he was really good late in the season, Jalen Ramsey. I think
that's the first guy. I mean, he's a beast.
And honestly, I think he may be the best player of all those guys when it's all said and done. That guy's going to be a shutdown corner. He's fantastic. I love watching him play. And I don't know that, you know, I just don't know that they did enough and that he did enough early in the season. But nobody was throwing the ball at that guy. There was no reason to. You could pick on the other guys.
Yeah.
And when you did, you were taking chances. Drunk Bevo asked, is today the Deadpool? It will be tomorrow.
Tomorrow. Has anybody turned theirs in yet, John?
Nope.
Okay, well, let them all know that they have to be turned in before our show tomorrow.
Or they're out.
I did.
Or they're out.
All right. All I have to do is put 10 names in an envelope. Not 10 separate names, because that would be a pain in the ass.
If they can't get an envelope, they can email it to you, John, and you can bring it in here to me.
All right.
Are you in the pool?
I'm still debating.
Okay.
Well, we trust. John would never.
Yeah, John wouldn't cheat.
He wouldn't go look at a bunch of guys and say, oh, yeah, they got this guy. I'm going to have him. That's not Jong's way.
No.
Jong is the one trustworthy person here.
Thanks.
Well, I mean, I, you and I are too arrogant to use other people's picks.
Yeah, I've already got my list.
See, that's the thing. I've already got mine pretty much.
I don't need
much.
Help from anybody.
No, so I could probably tell you mine, and you could tell me yours. It wouldn't matter. I'm not going to take one of yours and vice versa because we both think we're going to win the damn thing. Jong's just being honest. But I'm very happy with my research. I've actually got 8. I want to get a couple more. I'm trying to get a good balance of high point people with some free throws to make sure I get on the board. Now, people who I know are going to be gone this year.
Right.
But you're not getting a ton of points for them.
Yeah, it's good to have a mix of old and young, I think.
It is.
Especially because we've got our Deadpool is going to be 10 people. So I think it's the right thing to do. That's the right strategy.
Do you know it's been over a year since Bowie died?
Has it already?
Yeah. It was in January of 2016.
Oh,
I was going
goodness.
Through famous deaths that I'm putting together today, and Bowie died, I think, like January 8th or something like that.
That one got to me, and I felt bad because I saw the ads for his new album because it came out right before then. And he just looked terrible. And I was telling my wife, my God, what happened to him? He looks awful. And then
January 10th.
Yeah, 2 days later, he's dead.
Wow.
And I thought, oh, man, no wonder he looks terrible. Guy was terminal. And then that one song he had that was just creepy as hell because he was doing art about his own death, which I appreciate. Rocky says, Ramsey's like Hayden, great player, crap team. Yeah, I didn't fall into the Jaguars trap this year. I probably will next year. I'm probably going to be one of those guys saying, you better watch out for those Jaguars.
Man, I might. If you had to put $100 down on who's gonna win the AFC South next year, who would you take?
Today?
Yeah.
No, you know, knowing the value I would get, it'd be the Jaguars or the Titans, probably.
I'm saying, let's say even money on all four teams.
Even money?
Who's going to win it?
Well, see, if it's even money, I'm taking the Colts. Because okay. they're the safest pick, in my opinion.
I kind of feel that way, too. But I feel like the Titans might be my second choice.
No, I think I like the way the Titans played over the second half. They've got another high pick. I still don't trust their coaching.
But they've got a solid quarterback.
They do.
And that
the only thing that
matters.
The only thing that scares me off the Jags is Blake Bortles.
Absolutely.
Because I don't know what he is. And he hasn't. I mean, he's been a guy last year or 2 years ago. He put up numbers, but he didn't win because he made these stupid mistakes. As the season went on this year, he was just having a lot of bad luck stuff, like balls bouncing off his running back's foot and getting kicked into the air for an interception when he's trying to throw the ball away.
Yeah.
And stuff like that. So he actually impressed me a little bit down the stretch. But I sure like the rest of that roster. They just need a couple more pieces. And they've got solid receivers. You know, Ramsey's going to make a huge difference on that defense. I'd like to see another really good pass rusher, but they've got a high pick, so yep. they should be able to
I'd
do
like
that.
To see him have a wide receiver, too.
Yeah, although I think that's less pressing. I like the guys they've got. I think you could get a guy second round that would go in there and help, but I'd like to see a pass rusher or do something with that offensive line.
Did we talk about the I guess we haven't talked about the coaching hires.
Let's talk about them.
Broncos name Vance Joseph, their head coach. Former Texans DB coach,
yes,
Vance Joseph. A lot of the experts seem to really like that hire. I think it's obviously an unknown factor of this guy as a head coach, but I'm kind of interested to see how he does.
Yeah, and I think he sort of fits what John Elway wants in that he's a guy that John Elway's going to have a lot of control over that.
Yeah,
and especially hiring a defensive guy. And they've talked about McCoy maybe as an offensive coordinator, which would be a good hire.
Yep. The Bills are looking at McCoy as well,
yeah,
as an offensive coordinator.
I think that's probably the best name out there for an OC. So whoever gets him. Now, if I'm him, I'd probably rather go to Denver than.
Oh.
Although you might not want to deal with Elway. He's been there before. So there are some guys that just don't want to deal with John Elway.
And both. I mean, if you look at the offenses, I mean. It's not pretty in either spot. You probably feel better about the running game that you've got in place in Buffalo.
Yeah,
probably feel better about at least the receivers you've got there in Denver. They both have problems at quarterback.
Yeah, I would prefer. I don't know if Tyrod Taylor's going to be back.
No, he's not. I don't think so.
Yeah, I'd still prefer him over Trevor Siemian.
Well, and this is the thing. It's if you prefer Trevor Siemian or do you prefer to pick your own guy. Well, Trevor Siemian / Paxton Lynch.
Yeah, I think eventually it's going to be Paxton Lynch.
Because Paxton Lynch is a first-round pick. They're invested in him. Eventually, he'll get the look. But do you like Paxton Lynch better, or do you want to pick your own guy?
I think I want to pick my own guy.
I think I do, too. I don't know. And by the way, Sean McDermott is now the head coach in Buffalo, the Carolina Panthers defensive coordinator. I don't know. I mean, I don't feel any differently about him than I do about Vance Joseph as far as their head coaching capabilities. So
you never know until they get there.
Yeah.
But he's both those guys have taken the right path.
Mm-hmm.
They're highly thought of. Doesn't mean it's going to be a success, but I think they're solid hires. Now I'm still curious where Kyle Shanahan's going to wind up. I still think that guy is ready for a coaching job.
I do too.
And you've still got the Rams throwing names out there.
To me, Kyle Shanahan shouldn't take the Rams job.
I'd almost wait another year.
I would,
although
too.
His stock is never going to be higher.
It's not. I just all these jobs have come and gone to the point where, I guess San Diego's still open. San Diego's not a horrible job. It's just there's a lot of changes that are happening.
Well, and that's the thing. There's a lot of off-field stuff that. Yeah, and I'm not sure about the ownership there either.
And I don't know if the Redskins isn't a bad job, and that's a job that I could see Shano going to. He's got experience with that organization. I don't know if he's got a good taste in his mouth about them.
Why would the Redskins be open?
I guess not for head coach.
No.
I'm thinking about for DC.
Their OC
that they lost.
Well, both of them. They got rid of both of them.
That's right.
Their OC left and their DC.
So
left.
We're down to San Diego, San Francisco, and LA, right?
As of today, but you know, it can always change.
San Diego's the only good job of those three.
I think it's the most attractive of the three. I don't think it's a good job.
Oh, but of the three, it's easily the best.
Yeah, and at least you've got, you know, you're going to have Philip Rivers there for him to work with.
I'm also reading, I'm reading Kyle Shanahan's interview schedule.
Yeah.
Shanahan will interview with the Rams after the Seahawks game and is set to interview with the 49ers as well. Nothing set with the Chargers, which tells me Kyle Shanahan is going to end up in a bad job.
Well, in at least if he goes to San Francisco, you're talking about pick your own quarterback. You can do
that's
that.
That's the other, yeah. Because in L.A., you're married to Jared Goff.
Yeah.
And obviously, his rookie year, you don't want to throw him in the trash can, but that guy's a big-time project.
Yeah, I still think it's going to be, just from what I've seen of him, mid-season next year before he's ready to be a real contributor.
And that's
accelerating it quite a
bit. He's an example of what we were kind of talking about with Deshaun Watson, of these guys who have never taken a snap under center, and then suddenly they're thrown into pro-style offenses. There's an adjustment period. What you've seen out of Jared Goff is, I think, just the beginning of his adjustment period. I think it's going to take some more time than this even. And that's kind of the thing. If you're going to draft these guys now, I think you're going to have to understand that there's some time that it's going to take. You know, not everybody's just going to be Dak Prescott, because not everybody's playing on a team that's such a perfect fit, you know, like as far as talent. If you're a high if you're a high draft pick quarterback, you're not going to have the best offensive line in the league. You know, you're not going to have Dez Bryant and Ezekiel Elliott on your team. You're just not.
Yeah. Well, and let's face it, the Cowboys got a little bit lucky with Prescott because they put the high pick into the running back.
Yep.
And he wound up being much better than anybody could have imagined. And
much better than any quarterback that was available.
Yeah, and we'll talk about that a little bit. The next big test for him is this week. But there is a potential new league out there that I wanted to bounce off you because it kind of deals with one of the things you just talked about. But first, I got to tell you about Bedrock City Comic Company. And a lot of people have asked about the Heroes of the Blitz poster. A couple people went in and said they were out. If you go in and they don't have them, you can order them. They'll send them to you. And all proceeds go to the 100 Club. Mention ESPN. You'll get an additional 10% off items throughout the store, and that's only at Bedrock City Comics. Don't forget to do that. I've had a couple friends going, say, yeah, man, I bought a bunch of stuff. And I go, hey, did you mention ESPN? Oh, damn, I forgot. Well, we'll try to save you a little money here, 10% off. And get that poster because that's a good cause, and it's a fun poster. Give it to your kids. Your kids that sing the Gym of the Day song, they should have that poster. They'll love it. And Bedrock City's got five great locations around Houston at Westheimer, Clear Lake, 1960, Washington Avenue, Sugar Land. And if you go in and check this place out, it is just, it's a dream for a geek. You get back issues, new comics, graphic novels, toys, posters, supplies, apparel, statues, all kinds of cool stuff, Game of Thrones stuff, and it just whatever you're into. And I promise you, you're going to find five or six things that you want to buy that you wouldn't have never thought of until you went and saw them in person. And great group of people out there. Go check them out, one of their five locations. Don't forget, use ESPN. Just mention them or put it on the website if you order online, which you can at bedrockcity.com, and get 10% off. That's Bedrock City Comic Company, bedrockcity.com. Look what you got.
ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5, your home for Aggie sports. Stay sportsy.
And we are back. It is Fred Fowler. It is AJ Hoffman. And it is John Lee behind the glass, brought to you by
Glass Doctor. Call the Glass Doctor, your one-stop shop for auto, home, and business glass and mirrors. That's 1-888-516-8133. That's 1-888-516-8133. Or go to glassdoctor.com. That's glassdoctor.com. Glass Doctor, we fix your pains.
You didn't seem as into that read as you normally do.
Let me do it again.
I mean, it'd be nice if you did it with some emotion.
Once more with feeling.
Like, act like you're excited these people are giving you money to represent their company.
Like I have a pain. And I need someone to fix my pain.
But your pain is P-A-I-N, right?
Oh.
You have back pain?
Oh, so you're being clever. No, it's shoulder pain. It's not back pain.
Oh.
I can't even lift my damn left arm right now. I'm typing one-handed like a little bitch. Okay, try it again with feeling.
Okay, so this glass in front of me, separating me between me and Fred and AJ, is presented by the Glass Doctor. So if you have chips or if you need your window replaced at home, at work, or on your car, call the Glass Doctor. Your one-stop shop for auto, home, and business glass and mirrors. That's 1-888-516-8133. That's 1-888-516-8133. Or go to glassdoctor.com. That's glassdoctor.com. Glass Doctor, we fix your pains.
That was better.
Yeah. I'm going to, you know what, make sure you give them that one, okay? Because if you do that, you're going to have these guys forever. They're going to love you. They're going to be walking erections. I've got to tell you to come celebrate the Big Texas Party with ESPN 97.5, SB Nation 1560, and Culture Map. It's happening Thursday, February 2nd at the Silver Street Studios. Thank you for fixing that, by the way. Thursday, February 2nd at the Silver Street Studios. We'll have big-time athletes, celebrities, all you can eat and drink, refreshing beer, succulent barbecue, and smooth bourbon. You can buy your tickets at thebigtexasparty.com starting at only $125. $125 for succulent barbecue. You can't beat that. All you can eat succulent barbecue and smooth bourbon. Get ready to celebrate the big game with Gal Media at the Big Texas Party. That is going to be the party of the week. I got friends of mine from out of town telling me, we're going, dude. We want to hang out. A whole bunch of people. So, and I'm not going to Solomon name drop, but they're people you've heard of. Much more famous than we are. All right. We'll grab a phone call. But first, I wanted to tell you about this new league that may or may not be happening. Apparently, a group of guys have gotten together. They're putting together a summer football league.
Won't work.
I know it won't work. But here's their concept. It's a little different.
Okay.
There are going to be four teams in Southern California. And they're going to make $50,000 a year. And this is for kids who are less than 4 years removed from high school. So guys who don't qualify.
Younger guys.
Yeah, guys who are right out of high school who can't go to the NFL who might be good enough. They're still going to go to Alabama because it'd be a pay cut to $50,000 a year from Alabama. But and Clemson and Texas. I'm not just picking on Alabama. But the idea is they're going to tweak the rules a little bit. The coaches will have NFL experience that would teach pro-style techniques. So no spread offenses. And, you know, they're going to tweak the rules a little bit to make it as much like the NFL as possible as a developmental type league.
Maybe it could work.
Well, that's the difference.
The problem is if it's not paid for by the NFL, it probably won't last.
Yeah. And
because it's not going to have a TV deal. And nobody's going to want to go out and watch
these
games.
Well, that's the thing. If you get a TV deal, I honestly can't see Fox and ESPN going out and spending any more money on TV deals or hemorrhaging money on a lot of these things now. But maybe somebody would. But I think Adam Schefter's involved in it and a couple other people you've heard of. So I don't think, and it's certainly not going to affect college football. It's going to be guys who drop out now and then have to go play at JUCO for a year. And then come back and play 1 year, maybe those kind of guys who don't have the grades.
Right.
But apparently Mike Shanahan, Adam Schefter, and Mike Pereira are among the people involved in putting this together.
Okay.
So there's some NFL ties there, so maybe it is something that they would get the NFL involved in. Let's try Trey. What's up, Trey?
Hey, guys. Sports.
Sports, Trey.
It's Trey the Juggalo. You got to.
Go ahead.
If you're going to call in, you have to say Trey the Juggalo so I can decide whether
this
or not to put you.
This is Trey the Juggalo.
I know that.
You guys know by now.
No, but it doesn't say Trey the Juggalo. It just says Trey. We have other Treys that call the show. You're not that special.
No, I'm pretty sure I'm okay. I wanted to ask, what are the odds another coach part ways with his team, original team? And if so, which team do you think it is? I'll hang up and listen.
I don't really see anything else happening at this point.
I don't either. I mean,
this Bill O'Brien stuff that's being leaked by his agents, I don't know what that's about. The Texans aren't firing him. They flat out said that. If he wants out, he's under contract for 2 more years. They'd have to trade him. Texans would get something for him if he wanted out that bad. So I don't see anybody going anywhere.
I don't either.
And now they may decide they don't want to keep him if it goes 55-3 this week, which...
Could happen.
It could happen. I think there's a lot of ways this thing could go. But if you want to bet on it, I can tell you where to go. Mybookie.lv. And the best thing is, if you put some action on the game and you score a big win, you get paid. It's not like other sites where you have to wait forever. And that's why thousands of online players are making the switch to MyBookie. And guess what? If you went against my picks last week, you were able to cash on MyBookie because my account is still hurting a little bit. It's an industry-leading website. They offer real Vegas odds, incredible player props, live in-game action with odds updated in real time, and most importantly, fast, no-hassle payouts when you win. They've also got a great race book on there. I love the in-game. If you're following Hoffman's college basketball picks, you'll be raking on there, and it's real easy. If you want to get in, still plenty of time. The big game's coming. You want to get in on that. MyBookie's going to match 50% of your initial deposit. That's 50%. All you have to do is use promo code FRED to activate the offer. Visit MyBookie today or call 844-900-BETS. Open your account and start winning. Expert or rookie, you got to check out MyBookie.lv. Sign up today.